The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by man. No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. They are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophets because they are smug and comfortably insulted from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those which are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and in spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not a more urgent national need than that we cry to God for a prophet. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial and unpardonably hostile. He marches to another drummer. He breathes the rarefied air of inspiration. He is a seer who comes to lead the blind. He lives in the heights of God and comes into the valley with a "Thus saith the Lord." He shares some of the knowledge of God and is so aware of impending judgment. He lives in splendid isolation. He is forthright and outright, but he claims no birthright. His message is repent, be reconciled to God, or else. His prophecies are parried. His truth brings torment, but his voice is never void. He is the villain of today and the hero of tomorrow. He is excommunicated while alive and exalted when he is dead. He is dishonored with epithets when breathing and honored with epitaphs when dead. He is a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, but few make the grade in his class. He is friendless while living and famous when dead. He is against the establishment in ministry, then he is established as a saint by posterity. He eats daily the bread of affliction while he ministers, but he feeds the bread of life to those who listen. He walks before men for days, but walks before God for years. He is a scourge to the nation before he is scourged by the nation. He announces, pronounces, and denounces. He has a heart like a volcano, and his words are as fire. He talks to men about God. He carries the lamp of truth amongst heretics, while he is lampooned by men. He faces God before he faces men, but he is self-effacing. He hides with God in the secret place, but he has nothing to hide in the marketplace. He is naturally sensitive, but supernaturally spiritual. He has passion, purpose, and pugnacity. He is ordained of God, but disdained by men. Our national need at this hour is not that the dollar recover its strength. We simply need a God-sent prophet. The prophet in his day is fully accepted of God and totally rejected by men. No man can be fully accepted until he is totally rejected. The prophet of the Lord is aware of both of these experiences. They are his brand name. The group challenged by the prophets because they are smug and comfortably insulted from a perishing world in their warm but untested theology is not likely to vote him man of the year when he refers to them as the habituates of the synagogue of Satan. The prophet comes to set up that which is upset. His work is to call into line those which are out of line. He is unpopular because he opposes the popular in morality and in spirituality. In a day of faceless politicians and voiceless preachers, there's not a more urgent national need than that we cry to God for a prophet. The function of the prophet, as Austin Sparks once said, has almost always been that of recovery. The prophet is God's detective seeking for a lost treasure. The degree of his effectiveness is determined by his measure of unpopularity. Compromise is not known to him. He has no price tags. He is totally otherworldly. He is unquestionably controversial.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they loved, the institutions they say that they cherish and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, subscribe, social media platforms, 13 to 15 articles. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in at any time, please do. The number's up on the screen. I'll give it to you if you cannot see it. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. Case in point, folks, I just wanted to show you. I see these all day long, and when they stand out to me, folks, I want to bring them to you so you can see what is happening as they're trying to push them all over again, as Big Pharma's given power over the people. And what's interesting, just 4 or 5 years ago, friends, they were going bankrupt. Now they're dictating what your politicians do. And your Judases, I'm sorry, your politicians are going right along with it because they have failed to understand that they're going to answer on the day of judgment for everything that they have done and what they haven't done. And again, it falls back to the American people for tolerating the crimes in the first place. What I have in front of me right now is a beautiful young girl, someone's daughter, right? Her name is Emily Rose Browning. She was a dedicated teacher at Gladstone Primary School in Cardiff, passed away after cardiac arrest after 24 years old. And my case in point here, friends, that I wanted to highlight is, you know, a guy says to me, and I honestly can't even believe it. You really have to have your head stuck in the sand not to be paying attention as to what's been going on in the last 4 and 5 years. This person said, I'm not defending the jab, but what evidence do you have to make this claim? How about someone's daughter that just died from taking the jab and they just told you that she took the bioweapon? Is that not good enough for you? And you can rest assured that this person is defending the jab because this person probably took the bioweapon. And this person's now starting to come to the realization that he's in the same lot as many of these are, because as Dr. Tenpenny rightly said over 3 years ago, I believe, on this show, that timeline, she said, once you take it, you can't undo it. And she said, you haven't seen anything yet. Oh, is that enough? Nope, that's not enough, friends. Here's another young lady. This is a post that is meant to be shared with everyone you can think of. Our 17-year-old daughter went to the doctor. The doctor recommended a vaccine. We needed to check it out first. A pamphlet was brought home, and we read it. It was like one of those commercials we all see every day. So upon the return visit, we decided we would protect our beautiful daughter from cervical cancer by letting the administrator know about the vaccine. She goes on and she goes on and she goes on, only to find out that they ended up taking it. And lo and behold, she is not here anymore because she was one of those people that didn't want to take heed to the truth of the matter. When is it again? I have to ask the American people, you know, as I was just sharing with you, friends, concerning the prophet. First, the prophet scourges the nation before it's scourged by the nation. And again, why on God's green earth would anybody be mad at someone that's trying to make someone take heed in avoidance of anything that can happen to them or their family? I know not. As a matter of fact, I had highlighted this because of the title, which segues perfectly into what we're going to be talking about here today. We know your pride. I'm going to be hitting that in a moment, but it's interesting how anyone has taken the time, or in question, might I say, is anyone taking the time to contemplate as to what a Christian has to gain when telling sinners what it is that they don't want to hear besides their salvation and their well-being? Can somebody answer that for me? Because I'm really curious. And yet the Christian, for loving them in truth, that doesn't withhold the truth but divulges the truth, somehow or another is scoffed, mocked, in some cases the reproaches that they're supposed to take and repent before God, they throw it back on the Christians. And in some cases, folks, they lose their lives in the very process for loving them on the truth, or in the truth that they themselves hate, even when it's their life. And now folks, I would venture to say that the soul in your eternity is more important than just, you know, our mere temporal time here on this earth. But speaking of both, you would think people, and isn't it interesting that people take heed more to the temporal than they do the eternal? And that's why they've expunged out of their minds that they're going to have to answer to God for everything they do in this life. And again, the standard is Jesus Christ, Acts 17:26. Read it when you get a moment. But folks, you know, one of those things that I continuously highlight is no matter what they tell you, the people are still going to try to defend it, the indefensible. Well, here's a prime example of that. And this is a video that I played for you years ago. This is the father of the vaccine, Stanley Plotkin, under oath. And I want you to hear it for yourselves just to show you how sick these people are and how it is that they have a free hand to go ahead and try and do it all over again, Americans.
The adjuvants may disrupt developmental processes in the central nervous system and therefore contribute to ASD in susceptible children.
And just the next paragraph.
Despite the foregoing, the safety of aluminum adjuvants in vaccines has not been properly studied in humans, even though pursuant to the recommended vaccine schedule published by the Centers for Disease Control, a baby may be injected with up to 3.675 micrograms of aluminum adjuvant by 6 months of age.
And just the next sentence, I guess we can wrap up.
In regards to the above, it is my belief that the CDC's claim on its website that vaccines do not cause autism is wholly unsupported. The aluminum.
Isn't that something, folks? Not tested on humans, but they're putting them in the bodies of the people regardless. Again, is this the kind of stuff that you can make up, and yet people say they trust their doctors and their doctors are saying, trust me no matter what? Hey, folks, what is behind all this? This is a video that was expunged by big tech companies because they didn't want you to know Ted Gates. He operates an organization called TED, and Bill Gates himself is here talking about how he wants to eliminate the population. I just want to show you that he did say it again for the 50th time, and I want you to hear it from him so you can understand who the guilty party is and how all the way from the top to the bottom, people are just going right along with it. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Brainerd, don't have a place Minnesota. To go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." I know that there's a lot of people out there that are just so, you know, I'm so tired of hearing about this. You know, give me something new. I got to hear something new, man. I mean, that's why you see millions and millions of views on the mainstream media's outlets and their conservative talking heads, all controlled operatives. I gotta listen to something new. It sounds like the Epicureans, doesn't it? Yeah, they just need to hear something new. They need to be inundated with more information while they all the while forget to deal with the last issue, and then they wonder why they're completely surrounded on every given front concerning the issues that they're under attack by. And not only by, but who is doing the oppressing? I mean, that's, to me, that's common sense. But no, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear that because, Bradley, you know what? We're just going to act like it's not happening anymore. We're just going to do our best and overlook it and create this little bubble, and we're going to stay inside of it, and we're going to act like it didn't happen. Even though my dad died from the bioweapon, even though some of my family members died of it, and friends in my circle, they died from it, but I don't want you to keep this in front of the face of the people, because when you do that kind of thing, it sounds like you mean it. It really does. It sounds like you mean it, Bradley. And you know, that really comes across as extreme, very extreme. Well, then I'm an extremist. It's just how it's going to go. Because I know that there's people out there that are listening, and that's why I continuously say, share the videos, share the articles, because we're not done. They're re-engaging. They're loading it up again, friends. Go ahead and just walk into a gas station, walk into a restaurant or an airport or a bus depot. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. A great percentage of the commercials that are playing throughout the half hour or hour are all coming from Big Pharma. And what's even worse is they're telling you what they're doing. They're telling you the side effects. And yet they sell it to you with a smile on the face of the actors that are trying to get you to bite onto it and take it as if to suggest it's going to enhance your lifestyle somehow. But that's not the problem. The people that reject the truth, those that refuse to acknowledge it, they're the problem. I mean, folks, I mean, the more I get involved with this and the longer I live, the more I understand what the problem is. I mean, they're procuring all of this unto themselves. You know, what's even worse is the founder of TED, Bill Gates, he talks about how he wants to depopulate the planet. And some people, you know, for those that have been listening to me for years, I want you to understand something. Can we see that video? Say the new people. And that's totally fine. Can we see that video? I must have played this thing 15 times. And you know what the media does? They say you're lying about it. It used to be accessible during the pandemic, and then when people were catching on to it, all of a sudden it disappeared. And before you knew it, all the outlets, ABC, CBS, these other propaganda outlets concerning papers like the Associated Press and others, all of a sudden they started saying, you're lying, it never existed. Oh, it existed. And here now Donald Trump's appointed him to an office in his cabinet. Well, of course. I mean, the father of the vaccine appointing Bill Gates. Yes. How much money did Donald Trump receive from Bill Gates? I mean, 2 + 2 = 4, right, friends? There are two peas in a pod, and everybody in that cabinet right now, they're all guilty as accomplices for promoting what we all know has been a genocide on the people. But we don't want to talk about that. We just want to act like it's something in the past. Nope. Only for now, your young people, your posterity to have to stand up and fight off what you didn't. And again, you're going to be looked at, I'm just telling you, friends, you're going to be looked at in the long run. You're going to see exactly what I'm talking about. You're going to be a reproach. Your children are going to hate you. They're going to despise you for what you tolerated and what you let the bad guys do. Unlike our forefathers who taught us the other lesson and showing us what they wouldn't put up with in the Declaration of Independence. So with that said, friends, and I could pull up several videos of more babies dying. I can pull up more videos of family members dying, young people dying from cardiac arrest. Suddenly they don't know. The doctors are all saying we don't know what it is. Folks, they're accomplices to the crimes. And quit acting like they are not. This is why people don't want to go into the hospital. And you know what's even worse than that? Nobody's been held accountable. Nobody's been held accountable. Billions and billions and billions of people worldwide have failed to hold them accountable for what they're telling you they're responsible for. How on God's green earth does that make any sense? How does that make any sense, friends? You have a small, small portion of people that are guilty of these crimes. But you know what's worse is the fact that whatever goes at the top, they can't do what they do without someone on the bottom doing it for them. And you know what those people have been desensitized into? And desensitized, might I add, because they have more, the love of money is the root of all evil. You know, you hear all the time people saying, the love of money is the cause of all evil. No, it is not. It's the love of money. Okay, it's the love of money. Not just money is, it's the love of money that's the root of all evil. It is. It's the love of, and that's what they've done. They've sold their souls. They say they're doing their job. They're doing what they're told to do. And yet, folks, if you listen to the Nuremberg trials, it's exactly what they're all saying. Adolf Hitler didn't pull the trigger. Have you figured this out yet? It's the doctors pulling the trigger and jamming the vaccines into the bodies of babies and young people that are dying right in front of our faces. And again, we all just want to stand back and act like it's not really happening. And you know, another thing to add to that, we have a whole video on this where we show you all the politicians that were selling it to you. Folks, it was all a scam. They weren't getting the shot. They weren't taking the shot. They were selling it to you, friends, through fear because they were getting money for doing so. Again, a bunch of Judases selling their own people out for 30 pieces of silver, Luke 22:48. So you can take it how you want to take it. You can go ahead and shoot at me all day long. You can say, you know what, enough, let's talk about something new. Nope, until this issue is dealt with, we're going to keep this in the face of the people that will listen and to those that will watch. And the only reason it's happening, again, is because the people are allowing it to happen. Let me bring you over to a video that the mainstream media said is a lie concerning what Bill Gates had said. Listen carefully.
6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Well, common sense would tell you if you have a man standing in front of you saying he's going to reduce the world's population by 10 or 15% using vaccines, what does that mean to you? It means somebody's going to die because you put a vaccine in them. It doesn't mean you're going to save people. That's pretty much common sense in my brain.
Oh, this guy's a mortician, by the way.
I saw him say it. He said it. And here we are. I don't know. I'm just, here we are. I'm now an anti-vaxxer. I wasn't before.
Okay, so you've seen that. You heard what he said. He told you exactly what he intended to do. And now, somehow or another, he's been appointed to go ahead and do it again. And what's even more interesting, friends, is justice guards our liberty, as we all well know. And the Bible tells us, and I'm going to equate this to the King of Kings, but when you look at Article 6, Section 2, it's a supremacy clause. That is king in this land under our Father, and we're all to obey it, and they swear to obey it. I'm talking about all the politicians, and their job is Article 2, Section 3, to enforce the laws. I didn't know that they had a right to go ahead and remove the law when they were supposed to enforce the law. And this is what goes back to what I've always said to you. How is it that the people in this country have taken on that the government can do, our representatives that work for us, the government, how they can do the wrong thing, but they can't do the right thing? Where's the justice? Anthony Fauci being pardoned, granted clemency? And we're supposed to just take that for face value and say, oh, okay, well, that's okay. I guess the president can do that. Can I just say it black and white? Because that's how it needs to be said. How stupid are some of you people? How stupid are some of you people that you take this on? And do you think for some reason that this isn't going to come to your front door one day? Because you better know that that's what they've already done within the books. They have used administrative law to undermine constitutional law by giving the Department of Health in one of your state in your states, friends, and I was going to say in each one of your states, to undermine your authority to resist. They don't have the authority to force you into it in the first place. They've got you on the defense rather than you being on the offense, and instead of you holding them accountable for their crimes, they're attacking the innocent once again. And you know what? Rightfully so. A people that refuse to defend themselves and to deal with the wicked deserve exactly what they're going to get. And you're going to get it. You can rest assured. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature. Uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people. Yeah.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. Again, folks, I can all day long highlight tab after tab after tab after tab of those that are attacking you. And I just told you during the end of the last segment, it's interesting how the people in this country have been led to believe that somehow or another they've ever had the right to do what they're doing today. But because they do it and the people let them do it, what do? They take it another step, the other direction, the wrong direction. Why? Because we see that this is what antinomianists will tolerate. Romans 4:15. Those that have no regard for God's moral law. Common sense comes into play. Common sense comes into play. All day long, friends, we obey laws because of our love for our government and for our country. Because of God, because of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we enforce those laws and we think it's a good thing. But when it comes to the people's responsibility to enforce the laws against corruption, both within the church and within the government, they think somehow or another that they just can't do it. And again, it comes back to, it's not that they can't do it, it's that they don't want to do it. And that's just the truth of the matter. I want to show you something, and I've got a couple of these actually, and I'm just going to show you one. And, you know, there's just some things I'm not going to touch, like the assassination attempt. Do I believe that that was actually legitimate? You know, so on and so forth. I'm not going to get caught up into that nonsense because it's already coming out. It's already coming out in the wash, and I'm talking about just give it a little time. It's like a lion, you know, and the truth in parallel. You don't have to defend a lion. Just let it loose. It'll take care of itself. Well, people are starting to post a lot of stuff about that now. And I don't think people realize that kings and queens literally in other countries have done that for centuries. When they're falling out with the people, what they do is they report that there was an assassination attempt, and their approval ratings skyrocket because people want to hold to what they know. Well, people don't pay attention to the fact that Donald Trump made millions and millions and millions of dollars after that alleged attack. Now, I'm not going to go into it because, listen, there's just no winning with some people. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to believe it, that's up to you. But if you want to keep going along with what's going on the world stage, as they call it, then that's your bad. But again, let me just put this to you before I play this video. How is it that Americans, especially Americans, why is it that you allow the bad guys to drive the narrative? Why are you allowing corporations in the one and twos to dictate your lives, what you eat, what you drink, what you breathe? Why are you allowing them to do that? They don't have any constitutional authority to do that. Now, let me go back to the world as a stage and Donald Trump and the sodomite Zelensky. There's a lot of videos out there now showing him who he is. He's a Nazi. He's an actor. And by the way, he's a comedian, and I'm going to show this to you in a moment. But do you remember when Zelensky and J.D. Vance, you know, the pharmaceutical investor, who, you know, they sold him to you as a Christian and how he's going to make America great again and so on and so forth. And they just put on the show Donald Trump, Zelensky, and J.D. Vance inside of the People's White House. I mean, wow, folks. For anybody to go along with that and act like that was real, knowing that Zelensky's a comedian, actor, who became, out of nowhere, a president of a country. Donald Trump has a whole list, 30, 40, 50 credits to movies and television programs. He's been teed up for 30 and 40 years in this country in a favorable light. And then you got J.D. Vance, who's also an actor. And I'm going to show that to you right now. But when I seen Zelensky and Donald Trump allegedly going at it, there was nothing. And J.D. Vance, there was nothing about it that it came across as being legitimate. It's like, okay, did they, I'm like watching these, you know, 5-minute pieces, and it's like, is anybody else thinking the way I'm thinking? Because I know you are, but folks, this is all scripted nonsense, and they're bad, bad actors. I mean, we've given how many billions of dollars to this Nazi sodomite comedian in his country, only to find out that our politicians were milking us to give to them so they could give money back under the table. And I highlighted every single one of those. Well, I mean, it's just one of those. Are we going to act like it's not really going on? Are we going to act like it's not our responsibility to right the wrongs? Oh, there's a lot of people that are acting like that, friends, through their inactions. No question about it. No question about it. But let me bring you over to this because this guy caught on to it. Oh, and I was happy to see it wasn't just this guy. There is tons of feeds right now exposing this for exactly what I picked up on it. And for every one of you guys that had enough discernment to see it this way, I thank God for every one of you. And you know what's crazy about that? A lot of them are complete heathens. And they can see better than the professors can in the church. They have better discernment. But then again, Jesus said to the Pharisees, because you say you can see, right? Like the religious hypocrites in the church today, it's because you're truly blind. But those that can't see, they're the ones that can see. And how true is it? Let's watch this video. This is interesting stuff, folks. But this is bad acting at its very worst. He also covered Donald Trump and one of his best buddies, the head of the WWF in pro wrestling. And I did that. As a matter of fact, they expunged that. They wouldn't allow me to put that in one of my videos. Isn't that interesting? See, whatever works for the narrative, they give it a free pass. But if it goes against the narrative, they expunge it, and then they, you know, do what they have to do to try to suppress it and censor it. But check this out.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't have cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people.
Same exact vibes as this right here. This is a reminder for everybody, but all three of those guys right there, J.D. Vance, Donald Trump, and Zelensky, they all individually have a IMDb page, as we can see right here with Zelensky, and as we can see with Trump, as we obviously know his acting career. I'm sure a lot of people did not even realize, but J.D. Vance also has a IMDb page. I'm sure it's all just a coincidence. Now, for those who do not know what IMDb is, it is a movie database. It is a website that provides information about movies, TV shows, and celebrities. This whole situation right here is pure entertainment, and sadly, the majority of the public is eating it up. And in my personal opinion, the writing is on the wall that we are going to see the departure of this guy off the stage. And ultimately, what this guy wants is the minerals in Ukraine. As we can see right here, President Trump says the U.S. will use rare earth minerals from Ukraine. And why, you may ask? Well, they tell you right to your face for all the things we do, including AI and including weapons for the military. Now, for those wondering, this is also the reason why he is trying to gain Canada and Greenland. And it's because they need the rare earth minerals to build their data centers for their AI god. You know, the one that's going to come out of Memphis, Tennessee.
I see.
Memphis, okay. The capital of ancient Egypt.
Right. Yeah, you're bringing one.
Perhaps that's where our new god will come from.
Yeah, no kidding.
And this is why he has named his AI god Grok, which means to
he
merge.
He is a lunatic, a madman.
And also the logo of the singularity, becoming singular with, because singularity means merging with AI. This is the ultimate agenda. While the masses are eating popcorn, being entertained by the soap opera, the Antichrist beast system of artificial intelligence, surveillance, and control is being constructed around
you. That's right.
Now, I understand how this information can come.
Okay, so folks, again, I don't know that we're in a time today where people are saying anybody's a conspiracy theorist anymore outside of the useful idiots in the mainstream media, because that's what they're paid to do. They're paid to lie to you. They're paid to read the teleprompter, right? That's why I say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. They're not journalists, folks. They're just reading what they're told to read. And they're told also to stand up against the truth and deflect it, because the bad guys that are pulling the strings of the useful idiots behind them are saying, listen, we got control of the networks. Don't worry about it. Just combat them. And then we'll push that narrative over the voice of those in the masses that are opposing us. Folks, if people would only see and understand what I just said, this is a small portion of people controlling the airwaves, because the masses allow them to drive that narrative, Micah 6:16, and then they wonder why they're being overtaken. Every corrupt government, every tyrannical government, every authoritarian government, every totalitarian system of government, every single time, the first thing they do is get the networks. Every single time. And the people have to believe the lies that are being spewed out onto them by the small portion, so the small portion can get into their minds that they are the masses. And if you stand up against us, I'll tell you what, this is what's going to happen to you. Why do you think, for example, Adolf Hitler back in the 1930s, why do you think he always had those mass meetings? Because he wanted to belittle his political opposition. The media does this every single day. Every single day. They are lying to the people. They're deceiving the people. They're browbeating the people into submission for those that will let them. For those that will let them. And the list goes on as to what's happening in this country. There's no truth in these people, John 8:44. You already know that. Why are the masses being programmed by the few? Why are the hundreds of millions in this country allowing less than 1.7% of the population to control the 300 million people? Less than 1.7% of that population is dictating what everybody else does. And they're giving power to the highest bidder, like the likes of Bill Gates that I highlighted first and foremost, who will pay for all of his airtime. See, he wants a return on his investment, friends. That's why he's trying to sell another crisis. And it's exactly what they're trying to do. We're going to come right back. Bill, I see you. I'll take you up in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Hey, buddy, I'm on radio right
register
now.
At ChristianMediaConference.com.
Nothing more, nothing less. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so I'm going to come right back, and I want to share something with you concerning what Christians deal with all the time. And I'm talking about those that are doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Because it's all promised to us that obey the Lord. As to the response, the unbelievers will basically assail at them. And I'll get to that in just a moment. Bill's been hanging on here for a minute. Bill from Indiana, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
I just wanted to share some things with your listeners that may know somebody, or they themselves have been struggling with the side effects of a COVID-19 shot. I don't get a cent for doing this, but I read the book, just finished it, by Dr. Brian Artis, entitled Moving Beyond the COVID-19 Lies.
Okay.
I highly recommend it.
Okay. Yeah, I know Tim has had him on several times. And I'm glad you brought that up. I'm just kind of curious, what has been some of the positive sides of what can be done if those that have taken the bioweapons? Because I've been personally told by the likes of Tenpenny and other doctors that once you take the shot, there's no undoing it. I'm curious, what did Brian have to say about that?
I would have to get the book, and it's not right in front of me right now, but the last two chapters offer some tremendous hope. And the amazing thing about it, it comes right out of God's garden.
Oh, amen. Oh, of course. It always is, right? I mean, if we would just stick to the plan, we wouldn't be in this predicament in the first place.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate that, Bill. Thank you for the heads up again. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. It's up on the screen right now, 281-845-4704. Now, I want you to hear this because it's something that I get it all the time. And it's like, really, guy? I don't understand why people are constantly coming at me like this. And, you know, Bradley, you know, you're kind of a hard head. You're kind of, you know, you're kind of arrogance, not understanding there's strong confidence in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 28, they have no discernment. So what they do is they come out and they make accusations like, you know, you're just not humble. Well, they don't understand the word humble and what it actually means. It means power under control. And if you want me to take it and just start ripping this up, I can always do that. And I wish some of these people would at least call in and have the intestinal fortitude to actually deal with me so everybody can hear how right they are about who I am and what it is that I do. And again, if you want to do that, 281-845-4704. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is if you think of Moses, he was the meekest man alive, power under control. He was appointed by God to confront Pharaoh and commanded Pharaoh to let my people go. But of course, you know, the people during that time, what did they want to do? They wanted to stand up and they wanted to stone Moses. I mean, hey, folks, listen. If you're going to be a leader and you don't have enemies, it means that you're not leading. And leaders in the Christian world are those that follow the Christ, period. John 14, 6, 1 Timothy 2, 5, Acts 4, 12, 1 Corinthians 11, 1. I mean, look at 2 Corinthians 11. Oh my goodness, we're talking about Paul that was inspired and anointed by God to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole world. And look what he went through time and time again to get the message out. And then he goes on and he says, when I'm weakest, I'm strongest. See, they don't understand that we're called to bear that cross and we're weak in that cross, but it's the power of God unto salvation when we deny ourselves and we take up that cross and we follow Christ. And that's absolute obedience to the Christ that we all serve, or at least many of us claim to. But the reason I'm bringing this up is because a guy yesterday was just saying this, that, and the other thing. And it's like, well, I said, guy, you the phone lines are open. You can call in and call me out anytime you want to do it. Now, for all of those that have been listening to me for years, how many times have you actually heard anybody do that? But almost on a daily basis, both myself and Tim are getting assailed by the people that are listening and watching the show. Hey, folks, we're not running from it. And don't get mad at us for doing what you're not doing, because really that's what it comes down to. I mean, just because we're not spineless and just because we're capitulating when we should actually stand up and take it to the enemy, not knowing you that accuse us that the church is supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive, just because we're not emulating you and your false witness, somehow or another, we're a threat to that. So what you do is you come out and you assail us. I mean, here we are, 281-845-4704. Hey, we're called to defend the gospel, number one. And number two, we're also called to defend the faith. 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Going to Jude 3 and 4, contend for the faith. That's completely out of sight and out of mind amongst the professors in the church today. And I'm sick and tired of it, and I'm sure you are too. But let's go to one of my favorite characters. And I'm just thinking of this guy. We know your pride. We know your pride. I also think of Caleb, and I also think of Joshua. I also think of Gideon. I also think of Samson. I think about those that were obedient to the Spirit of God, how they all were accused of the same thing in one way or another. And any real leader understands exactly what I'm talking about. Hey, listen, if you call yourself a Christian and you don't have scars, I'm equating that to testimony, you're not a Christian. You're just professing clearly what you are not. You're one of those that love to dance around the cross, but when it's time to bear the cross, you're AWOL. You're MIA, missing in action. We see you people all day long. But I want to go to this. I want to go over to 1 Samuel 17:20, and I want you to contemplate this. This little kid named David, the Bible says he was a stripling, and he was appointed by God to go out and take care of the sheep cot, the sheep. He was the shepherd, right? And as he went out there, there was a time where a bear came and tried to attack the sheep. And if you look in John 10, it's exactly the same example given to us in Scripture, John 10, to that of Christ. 281-845-4704 just had a call come in. Do call back. I'll pick it up if someone's not picking up that call. Do call back, 281-845-4704. But it's interesting that little David goes out there and a bear tries to attack the sheep. And what does little David do? He stands up and he takes on the bear to protect the sheep, unlike what you see today. That's why we call them hirelings, John 10:12 in the New Testament. Well, not only did the bear try to attack the sheep, but the lion also attacked the sheep. Well, what did little David do? He fought off the lion. Why? Because he was the anointed of God. And remember something, friends. I want you to listen carefully, and you have to understand this. David was the last one picked out of all of his brothers. He's the one that didn't ask for the call. He's the one that responded to the call. Because Christians that are real, genuine Christians understand you do not qualify yourself for a job that the Spirit of God can only qualify you for. As I said to our caller yesterday, the only people that want to be in the pulpit are the ones that are called of the devil. You better understand that is scriptural. Read John 21. Read John 21. Another's going to gird you and take you whithersoever you don't want to go. The Lord provides in all of that when it's his call by the power of the Spirit in the leading of the Holy Spirit, which means to be driven, led, does, Romans 8:14. So go back to David. Here's the bear, here's the lion. He takes him out. All of a sudden, there's a Goliath in 1 Samuel 17, and he's standing there, and what is he doing? He's defying the armies of the living God. This is how I came into the church. And as I'm looking at all of what's going on, I'm sitting here saying to myself, why is it that you claim to be this, but the world is prevailing over who you claim to be when the Lord gave you power over all of them? And you're supposed to be you're the ones that are supposed to be empowered by the Holy Ghost to influence the culture, not the culture influencing the church. Who's converting who? Everybody knows that answer. It's backwards, isn't it? Yep. And now the fact of the matter is, David sees Goliath defying the armies of the living God. Saul, who's now about ready to lose his kingship because of his rebellion after disobeying the Lord one time. What's interesting about that, all of the armies of Israel, along with the king, were standing on the side because they were afraid of Goliath. What happens? Here comes little David being led of the Spirit of God to do what? To take food out to the armies and to his brothers, to supply their needs for them. When he goes out there, he hears what? He hears Goliath defying the armies of the living God. King David, little David, the stripling, he is indignant because of what everybody's tolerating. He said, listen, I'm just taking it my way, right? Today, what was he doing? Hey, why is everybody standing on the side watching this man, this monster, this giant defy the armies of the living God? Why is nobody doing anything about it? And what does he do? He says, you know what? I can do this. I've already taken the bear out by the Spirit of God. I've already taken the lion out by the Spirit of God in defending the sheep. And this right here, oh man, this is a cakewalk. Why? Because he understood that resurrection power, that anointing that overcomes this world. And over and over and over again, you see David exhibit the power of the Most High God. And that is the power the enemy fears more than anything else. Hang on a second. Hey, folks, if you want to listen to the rest of this, which I'm getting to the point of it, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And I will see you in 23 hours. 23 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya. Okay, folks, so let me finish this because this is key. And this is what people need to understand. So whenever, and I've seen this, oh my goodness, how many times, whenever a man has gotten a word from the Lord or he's got a prophetic vision about going out, because the gift of prophecy, when the faith is laid on it, there is always a warfare that goes with it without fail. The enemy will confirm the call by your opposition, not the other way around. And remember, the enemy is a defeated foe in your life. If you've been born again, you have all power over the works of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Again, we're people getting off saying, you know, we just got to pray for the Lord to do it for us and this, that, and the other thing. Yep, well, when you're born of the Spirit of God, the Lord appoints you, and then he leads you by the Spirit of God. Guess where he leads you? To go where you don't want to go. Guess where you don't want to go? Right into the camp of the enemy. Because the Lord wants to be glorified through his Son, that you might bear much fruit, which brings glorification to Jesus Christ in John 15:8. Without it, how is anybody supposed to know who you serve? Well, when you don't have any fruit and you're not bearing any fruit, everybody does know who you serve. You can go ahead and offer up your false conversion all day long. People are saying, wait a second, that's really weak. That's really lame. Well, for anybody that's taken the time to read the Word of God, they're going to see that, wait a second, that guy doesn't have the Spirit of God, and the Lord's not going to bear witness to his lies and his inactivity because he doesn't understand that a body without the Spirit is dead, and so is that man's profession. My goodness, friends. Let's call it for what it is. Little David knew the power of God. Little David was anointed by the power of God. This is how grace glories, by the way. And it's always found in your adherence to the Lord and the leading of the Holy Spirit, where the Lord can meet you through a Kairos Kronos moment to show you who he is. That's how he's glorified. And it's always when we can't do it for ourselves is where he wants to bring you, because our extremity, again, friends, is the Lord's opportunity. But if you never go out, how do you expect him to show himself strong on your behalf? Because it's already within your power to make it happen. He's not going to intermingle. He's not going to interpose. He's not going to be glorified. You are going to be glorified. That's why so many people today play it safe. They miss the Spirit of God because they never crossed the threshold of obedience. And it's absolutely true. And the enemy will always meet you at the threshold every single time. And folks, if you have any experience in the Christian walk, and I'm talking about the genuine Christian walk, you're going to understand that the enemy confirms the call every step of the way by the way that he means to impede your way or to oppose your forward movement without fail. Okay, so little David goes out there, he sees it, he's righteously indignant. He looks at Goliath, and he does not have a doubt in his mind that he can take him out. He says so in 1 Samuel 17. But before he got there, notice this, because this is what I get to hear from people that are really spiritually illiterate every step of the way. And that's not name calling. It's absolutely true. The first thing Samuel did, in 1 Samuel 17, verse 28, the first thing that happens when King David goes out there, I want to read it to you, and I want you to listen carefully. And Eliab, his eldest brother, the ones closest to him, little David, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David, and he said, why did you come down here? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? It's exactly the voice of the said pastors of churches today, the self-appointed. I know your pride, his eldest brother Eliab said of David. I know your pride and the naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle. Yep, no. Little David is saying, listen, I can do what you're unwilling to do because I've already tested the resources of my father, the God of Israel. And what does David say? And this is what I say to all of those that don't have any spiritual life whatsoever. We're partakers of the divine nature. And again, I want you to remember that everything we do and say is premised on our testimony, because that is the gift of prophecy. And we're called as Christians to be what? Witnesses of the resurrection. That means power that you find in him, not in what the flesh is able to do. And that's exactly what David was being led to do. The Lord was going to show himself off to all of Israel. Little David says to him, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? All of you that accuse us of being arrogant, I'll just take it to me, of being arrogant or cocky, or we know how you are, because, you know, the fact of the matter is I don't tolerate what you tolerate. There's the difference right there, because that's not how you get the job done. And furthermore, when you profess to be what you're not, that is not the spirit of Christianity. It's a lack of Christianity. And let me remind you that nobody rebuked the Christians more than Christ himself did. Isn't that interesting? Is there not a cause? Americans, let me ask you something. It's what we've experienced when doing high school assemblies. It's what we've experienced when we do churches. It's what we've experienced in doing colleges. I expect the world to attack, but when those that are closest to you, like Paul said, I expected it, but I didn't expect it from you. This is where it comes from. When Caleb and Joshua went out and got the good fruit of the land and came back, what did they want to do? They wanted to stone them for giving them the answers that they all cried out against. All the ones that said, hey, listen, look what's going on with us. And then they come back and they're told that they're more than able to overcome. And what do? They pick up stones and they want to kill them. Same thing with that of Moses. I mean, and you go on and you go on and you go on and you go on. Is there not a cause, Americans? I'll tell you what. I can tell you that if you ever stick your head up as a real Christian, the Lord will be make sure that you will lower your head real soon. And you know what that comes with? Pride to me is when you think you can do it without the Lord. It's called the pride of life. It's found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. And I know on the other side of that, there's this false version of what humility is. And I'm going to end with this, friends. Because this is one of those things that I see more than anything. I want to say this. The more that you see a man with a false humility on him, the more you're going to find that he's an arrogant, prideful individual trying to be something that he is not. Absolutely true. 100% true. 100% true. And again, how we take this on, that, you know, where's the humility? Humility to them is do the same things that they haven't done. That's what humility is, right? Humility, according to Charles Finney, is being who you are the way that God created you to be. I am not going to walk around in any sense of the word. The Bible says that Jesus spoke one as one having authority. And might I remind you, when his apostles asked, when he asked his apostles, forgive me, who do men say that I am? Remember that they said, people say that you're Elijah. People say that you are Jeremiah or one of the old prophets. People say that you're John the Baptist risen from the dead. Oh, my goodness. And these were these lone prophets that went out and did what everybody else failed to do. Okay, so you fail to do it. Someone obeys the Lord to get it done. And somehow or another, you want to go ahead and poison the minds of people that are around you. Look at the arrogance of this guy. I mean, if I didn't get the job done, I would say, you know what? You're probably right. If I was just on the radio just telling everybody what they should do and I'm not doing it, then I would have no business telling you what to do first and foremost. But if you want to see that, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's merely the fruit that Christ was glorified in. That's how he's glorified. I want to go back to Finney real quick and we're going to end the show this way. Humility is spoken of as if it consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness. I have seen those that have acted humble as pie as being the most arrogant, cocky, and prideful people in all of my life. And that's why they're hiding under the false sense of humility. Again, humility is spoken of as if it consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness where it consists in no such thing. If humility consisted in a sense of unworthiness, the devil might be humble and doubtlessly is. If this is humility, convicted sinners might also be humble and doubtlessly are. If this is humility, I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility as if he had any definitely developed idea of what it really truly is. Humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to who we are in Christ. To who we are in Christ. I want to end it with this. That was Charles Finney, by the way. I want you to remember that when you see people attack people by calling them cocky and arrogant, I want you to do me a favor because I have underwent this 1,000 times. of people saying things that are just not true. Matter of fact, I was talking to one of my friends this morning, and if I said his name, you'd probably all know who he is. But he said, Bradley, look, I'm in this trouble, I'm in this trouble, and I'm in this trouble. And he said, when I go to these meetings, everybody looks at me, and they might not agree with me, he said, but they respect me. And those that might not agree with me but respect me come over and say, you know what, I don't know how you do it. I have no idea how you do what you do, but you do what you do. Why would anybody want to do that? He said, you know what? It's interesting. He goes, because I didn't apply for this job. I said, there's a man that's born of the Spirit of God right there. He is in big time trouble for standing up for the unborn. And those that should know better in the conservative movement have called him every name under the sun while he's standing up for the unborn. Let me ask you, in the sight of the Lord, which one's justified? Let me ask you something. In the sight of the Lord, which one's right? Hey, folks, I don't care what anybody says about me, because I know it's true, though it's hurtful at times. But I do want to say this. I don't care what people have to say about me. As long as I can get the job done, I'm happy about that. Because that's the objective. Why? Because if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And when the world attacks me the most, I understand that the Lord is in on what's going on. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Why? Because it's their first mistake and their last mistake. And I'm talking about the minions of hell, and I'm also talking about their father, the devil, John 8:44. So folks, to me, it's water down a duck's back. And the bottom line is you can say whatever you will. But the fact of the matter, again, friends, is we're getting the job done. One way or another, by the Spirit of God, we're getting the job done. We're taking none of that as an accolade unto ourselves. Because why? Because we're not that stupid. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.